Well, my breakfast show co-host is with me now. It's Fleur Fitzsimons from the PSA. Hey, Fleur. Tēnā koe.
Morena.
We talk pretty regularly, don't we? A new PSA survey is revealing alarming concerns about the future of our country's public services, with more than one in four workers considering leaving the country for better pay, a figure that rises to nearly half among younger staff. It's concerning, of course. Can you tell us who commissioned the report and how it was compiled, that sort of caught it all, to get us underway, please, Fleur?
Yeah, this is a survey that 7,600 PSA members filled out. So that's people who work in the public service, local government, the health system, who work across the range of services that is known as the kind of public and community sector. So it's quite a large sample size. So we're really concerned about the figures, particularly around young people wanting to leave New Zealand for better wages overseas. And we know that that is actually borne out by the evidence. The most recent evidence from Statistics New Zealand shows that there has been an 8% increase in 2025 of people leaving this country. So it's not only our survey saying it, the official figures are also reinforcing this view.
Disappointing. You know, we should all be mindful of the opportunities that our young people have and how emotionally distressing wanting to work but not being able to find mahi can be. They're our future generations, they're our workforce of the future. What implications does this lack of job opportunities have? The unemployment figures were out last week. It's hugely eclipsed by the Māori unemployment figures, and our rangatahi unemployment stats are really uncomfortable viewing. What is the downstream effect of where we're at here with high inflation and few job opportunities? What might we see in the decades ahead as a result, do you think, Fleur?
Well, I think, first of all, you're right to call out youth unemployment. And I think it is a moral failure by the government. They are not backing young New Zealanders to have a future here. And I think it's worth remembering, these are people who want to work and live in New Zealand, build a future, raise children, be active in communities. But this government is sending them all the wrong messages about their value. And I've listened to the way that Christopher Luxon talks about youth unemployment. He talks about it in pejorative and nasty terms. He doesn't have a compassionate view or an understanding that government's role is leadership. And actually, he should be creating the type of New Zealand that ensures people have jobs, that young people can access training and education, instead of doing things like scrapping fees-free, which they've just proudly announced. And I think that goes to what this government is about. They seem to be about looking after the interests of the already well-off. The massive tax windfall for landlords is evidence of that, but also their tax cuts, which have dismissed thousands of public servants and mean that young people are not seeing a future for themselves here in New Zealand. And that's why I do call it moral failure by government.
And, of course, those with get up and go are getting up and going. And that is concerning as well. I spoke to Shane before. I mean, I know he's got himself in trouble for saying, lines that are uncomfortable for some. But like you said, we don't need more Uber drivers. Young people could drive Ubers, but they haven't got the pūtia to get the cars. You know, what do you think really could be done and needs to be done immediately? And anyone who's vying for the change of power should be prioritising this in their public rhetoric. I mean, what to do of youth unemployment, and not just youth unemployment. We're looking at these disturbing figures of people through the PSA who want to up sticks. So what needs to be done and done now, Fleur?
Well, we've got a low-wage problem in this country. If you look at an experienced corrections officer, very important work, very well paid in Australia, $20,000 more in Australia for an experienced corrections officer. If you look at an experienced mental health nurse, $30,000 a year more. That's over $500 a week. And home support workers, people doing really critical work in people's homes, making sure that they can live good and dignified lives in their homes. This government cancelled their pay equity claim. Many of them are back on the minimum wage, whereas in Australia they'll earn to $10 more an hour for this important work. So I think if the government's really serious about keeping people here, it will stop making extensive cuts to the public sector and community sector, and it will actually start to invest in people and send a signal that their work is valued, they are valuable, and then people will start seeing a future for themselves here.
Are we hearing ideas to challenge the situation coming from those in the wings, hoping to assume governance? What's Chris Hipkins and his team saying?
Yeah, well, we're running a really strong campaign that New Zealand does need a change of government, but we also need to see really clear, bold policies from Labor when it comes to things like pay equity. We want to see a clear commitment to restore the $12.8 billion over 4 years that this government took away in the last budget. We need to see a clear commitment to increase the minimum wage. And we need to see a really clear commitment that they will be a reforming government that actually addresses issues like youth unemployment, that makes sure that young people have access to education, to training, to trades. We need to see clear commitments that they've got a policy prescription that aims to solve problems. And we'll be pushing all political parties to commit to these policy initiatives.
Tēnā koe, thanks once again for joining us. Look forward to another kōrero soon. That's Fleur Fitzsimons from the PSA. Thanks so much once again, Fleur. Tēnā koe.
Ngā mihi.
You're with Urban Māori Radio, Wāte, 6:03 a.m. Just having a quick look around world news. The